Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book of meditations on Romans 8. But first, here's his message, Beyond Blessed.
Take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 1. My favorite New Testament letter is Ephesians. When I was a teenager, the first serious Bible study I did on my own was the book of Ephesians. And when I studied it, I learned something that I've never forgotten all these years, that Ephesians is divided up into three sections. The first three chapters is the wealth of the believer in Christ, our worth, our wealth in Christ, our possessions, our blessings in Christ. And then chapters 4 and 5 talks about our walk, because our worth, our wealth leads to our walk. Our beliefs, our blessings become our behavior in life. We are now walking and living in this faith. And then the last chapter of Ephesians is about our spiritual battles, the battles of the believer and our spiritual warfare. So the wealth, the walk, and the warfare of the believer. And I've never forgotten that. And every time I look at this great New Testament letter written by the Apostle Paul from prison, this isn't Paul in the pulpit, but Paul in the prison, ready to give his life to in service to Christ, giving his life in service to Christ. He would be executed as a martyr for Jesus. So he's not in the best of conditions. Those Roman prisons, those ancient world prisons were just indescribably bad. So yet he is, while he's in prison, he elevates into eternity by praising God. So in that dark dungeon where Paul was in prison, he experiences the blessings of God, all of the blessings of God, and he begins to pour out praise to God. He's fighting spiritual battles against the enemy, and he's giving us a shout of victory. And you can know that in Christ, you've already won. And there's coming a day when you will stand before God forever celebrating the victory, but until then, you are to live this life that you've been given, and that includes an abundant life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Key verse that unlocks the meaning really of the letter to the Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, two verses actually, Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. God is able to do exceeding abundantly, much more, exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we could think or hope or dream or pray, much more. God is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we think or hope or dream according to the power that works in us. And to him be glory in the church through all ages forever and ever. To him be the glory. So when you open up the very first chapter, you read a typical introduction by the Apostle Paul. He said, Paul, an apostle, means one who is sent of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints who are in Ephesus. Now maybe you think of a saint as being someone canonized by the church. No, a saint is simply a person who is a believer and follower of Jesus Christ. Now, you probably don't know much about Ephesus. It was a great city in the ancient world. But the fact is, it was a very powerful city, but it was filled with idolatry and immorality. And so these saints, living faithfully in God, were living in a very dark time, in a very dark place, surrounded by idolatry and immorality and the worship of false deities and all the rest. And so this band of believers, God raises up a colony of heaven, and they are Christians. They are followers and faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so grace and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, watch what happens next. Remember, Paul's in prison, but he's about to get fired up, because as he's praying and praising God, he begins to pour out praise to God, word after word, in one long sentence. Some even believe it's the longest sentence in the antiquity books of the ancient world, of all the books in the ancient world. This is the longest singular sentence in history. And for what that's worth, it simply means that Paul gets so excited about who God is, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, he begins to worship the great God, three in one, Holy Spirit, God the Son, God the Father, and he begins just to exalt and to worship in wonder and praise at the salvation that we have in Christ, what Christ has done, who we are in Christ. He just goes on and on. So watch this, and go with me and stay with me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what it means to bless the blesser? What does that mean? Bless God. Bless God. What it means to praise God. It's a eulogy. It's the word, if you go to a funeral service and someone speaks well of the deceased, that's a eulogy. So this is the same word. It's eulogy, and it means to bless God. It means, so just insert, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. The heavenly places have to do with the invisible world all around us. Not talking about just out there in heaven somewhere, but really it means the heavenlies. Just one word here. It's the invisible world that is all around us. Hey, did you know that right now in this room there is an invisible realm filled with angelic beings, filled with spiritual presence and power? Also in the world, in the invisible world, Satan and all of his demons and powers, and that's where this spiritual battle is taking place, in this spiritual war, a world around us, this realm of the spirit, the heavenlies that are all around us. If you could just open your eyes and see by faith, you would see all around you this invisible world. Heaven is not in a distant planet someplace far, far away. Now, it's a literal place that will be one day, but heaven is all around us. This invisible realm is here and now as well. So he's saying here, you are blessed in these heavenlies. You are blessed in the heavenly places. Not just when you die and go to heaven, but you are blessed beyond right now. So watch. All right, now I'm not going to stop. So you got to go. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. I just got to stop and say, that's talking about the day when Jesus comes again and unites us with him and our loved ones who have gone before, and he will unite heaven and earth, and the heavens and the earth will become one kingdom under the Lord Jesus Christ. That's going to happen. Jesus Christ is coming again. And then it says, in him we have obtained, keep going, an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were in the first hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. That's why you're here, to live for the praise of his glory. In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, that's what you're hearing right now, and believed in him, were sealed with the Spirit of promise, the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. Now that's what I call raising a hallelujah. Can't stop, couldn't stop. Just kept rolling with praise to God the Father, with praise to God the Son, with praise to God the Holy Spirit. It reminds me of an old doxology. In fact, this is a doxology, what we call a doxology. And it reminds me of the doxology which says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, you heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's what we have here. It is a worship concert. It is a praise to God that just won't stop. And we can't stop. There's so much more that God is doing in our lives. Very quickly, Let's break it down for a minute. There are really three stanzas to this great song of praise. One, praise to God. He has chosen us, chosen by God the Father. We are chosen by God the Father. You are a wanted child. Look at verse 4. It says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. We are saved because we have been sovereignly, listen up, sovereignly selected by God the Father. It's the mystery of his will, talked about in this passage. Things that we can't understand regarding the sovereignty of God and human responsibility, but it is a fact that you love him because he first loved you. He set his heart and affection upon you. Before time began, in eternity past, before the world was made, before Adam and Eve were created, before sin ever came into the world, before Jesus went to the cross and rose again on the third day, before you were born, when you were still in your mother's womb, God chose you to be a part of his eternal family.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message Beyond Blessed. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you have every reason to hope, and we want to help you experience that hope by sending you Pastor Graham's book of meditations on Romans 8 called A Hope and a Future. In it, he shows you how you can experience freedom from confusion, doubt, or fear. This powerful resource is our thanks for your gift today. And to thank you for a gift of $50 or more, we'll also include Pastor Graham's book, Help, Hope and Healing for Life's Challenges. So call now to request your resources. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. That's PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Now let's get back to today's message, Beyond Blessed.
Now, the Bible teaches parallel both human responsibility and divine sovereignty. And we're not here to discuss that big, big, big topic today. But simply to say, God chose us, but he does not choose for us. Does that make sense? God chose you to be saved, to come to Christ, but he will not choose for you. God enables you to believe by the work of his Spirit, but he will not force you to believe, or he will not believe for you. That's your side. That's the human side. I know this. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I know this. The Bible tells us that Jesus died for all, that he loves every person on the earth, that there are none who cannot be saved. All can be saved. The last invitation of the Bible is Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. And in that verse, it says, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. This is why, you know, we are told to go and share Christ with all of our friends, because there's a human accountability and a human responsibility. Yes, God will choose, God will pick us, God will bring us into his family, but he uses human instruments like you and me to share the gospel, to invite people in. It's all a part of his divine plan. He talks here about, so don't get hung up, you know, here today about who's the elect, who's the non-elect. The great evangelist D.L. Moody used to say, the elect are the whosoever wills and the non-elect are the whosoever wants. I was taught this in seminary. I had a professor who said, think of it this way. There's a door that goes into heaven. And on this side of the door, it says, whosoever will may come. And so you walk by faith into that door. You turn around, the door is shut. You look back on the other side and it says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. So we live with that resistance, that tension, if you will, between divine sovereignty and human responsibility. But it is a fact that you are chosen by God. How long has it been since you've thanked God and praised Him, saying, Lord, thank you for choosing me? He says that we're adopted into the family of God, verse 5. And so when you think about this adoption with God the Father, He has chosen us, He selected us, He wanted us, He willed us to come into His family. And I love down in verse 6, look at it, it says, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has blessed us in the beloved. There's that word, blessed. We're blessed in the beloved. Isn't that a beautiful name for Jesus, the beloved? Jesus is the beloved. God the Father at His baptism said, you are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. The forerunner John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the Savior, the beloved of God. And we are blessed. We are accepted in the beloved. Now acceptance in life is the thing we all deal with, isn't it? You think, you know, in your teenage years, your student years, high school, middle school, you know, all that acceptance issue, will I be accepted with the crowd? Will I be accepted in this group? Will I be accepted, etc.? That's a big thing. Well, guess what? It's true for adults as well. All of us battle this issue of acceptance in our lives. But here's the greatest news. You are accepted in the beloved Jesus Christ. You are beloved as He as beloved is beloved. And because He is beloved and you are beloved, you are loved by God with the same love that He loves His own darling Son. You say, that sounds like blasphemy. No, it's Bible. God the Father sees you in Christ. You are the beloved of God. You are adopted into the family of God. You are chosen by God. That would be a great place to say, praise the Lord. All right. Now, secondly, we are redeemed by the Son. The word redeemed means to be bought out of captivity. It's to pay a ransom. And we were in captivity because of our sin. We were in debt, and someone must pay us out. So someone paid the ransom. That someone is Jesus. It says, verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. Love that phrase, the riches of His grace. Again, abundance, 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 blessed beyond, much more, the riches of His grace. Redemption means that we have been bought back out of the slave market of sin. We were all in chains. And now we are free in Christ. We are free and we are forgiven. The spiritual freedom that you have in Christ means that you are free at last. You are no longer bound by your past. You are no longer bound by your sin or your shame. You are set free. You are redeemed. You are restored. And you are forgiven. It says you're forgiven your trespasses. There are a number of words in the Bible for sin. And this is a word, trespass, which means to step over the line. So what did Jesus do? He has forgiven us of our trespasses and brought us back to center in Christ. And to be forgiven literally means that He lets it go. He lets it go. And the reason that He can let it go is because Jesus didn't let it go. Jesus took the sin, the shame. He died, and therefore we are forgiven because of His blood. Now, some people don't like to talk about the blood of Jesus Christ, but we love and give thanks for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is life in the blood according to the Bible. Your life is in your blood, and our spiritual life is in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The precious blood. Oh, precious is the flow that makes us white as snow. The blood of Jesus, and there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. So we're praising God today for God the Father who has chosen us. We're praising God for God the Son who has redeemed us and forgiven us. You are forgiven. Every sin, past, present, and future, is under the blood of Jesus Christ if you're saved. One final thing. We praise God the Holy Spirit who has sealed us. See that word there in your Bible when it says, verse 13, and him also when you heard the word of truth and gospel of your salvation, believed in him, you were sealed with the promise of the Spirit. A seal is a stamp, or a seal signifies ownership. A king would put his seal upon his property and so on. So a seal is a stamp of authenticity. A seal it describes ownership, it describes approval, and it describes closure. If you're wrapping a box, you put something in it airtight, and you seal it down, airtight. That's the idea here. So what you have in the seal of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the seal, and he provides this promise for us, we are sealed and secured in Jesus Christ. That means when you are a bona fide believer, when you are a Christian, when Christ is in you, you are forever sealed and saved. You forever belong to God. You are His forever. And nothing, the scripture says, will separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ. We are kept, we are sealed, we are secured. All of God's sheep are secure in God's hand. No man shall pluck them from my Father's hand. You belong to Jesus. I, without question, believe in the eternal security of the believer in Jesus Christ. Because of what God the Father has done in choosing us, Jesus in saving us, and the Holy Spirit sealing us forever in Christ. So the fact is, if you are saved, you are then sealed. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You are the temple now of the Holy Spirit. You have the authenticity stamped by God. This is mine. And one last thing, we're finished. He speaks of this guarantee in verse 14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. It's a word which actually means the guarantee. If you go buy a house, you put a down payment down most likely on that house. And if you put a big enough down payment on that house, when the money goes hard, you're going to find the rest of the money where you get the house. So the Holy Spirit puts a down payment on your life. And it is an engagement, it is a promise that now that you know Christ, that you will one day be with Christ, and is sure and is certain, and you are as sure for heaven as if you were already there. You are signed, sealed, and delivered already.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Beyond Blessed. When you feel like you're being tossed by waves of doubt, fear, or confusion, the only way to stay afloat is by focusing on your true source of hope, Jesus Christ. Pastor Graham wants to help you experience that hope in all of life's circumstances with his book of meditations on Romans 8 called A Hope and a Future. You'll discover how God gives you perspective, protection, purpose, and power to keep you from sinking in life's storms. A Hope and a Future is our thanks for your gift today to help boldly proclaim the truth of the gospel and the hope it brings to more people around the world. And as thanks for your gift of $50 or more, we'll also send you Pastor Graham's book, Help, Hope and Healing for Life's Challenges. So call now to request your resources, and thank you for your generosity. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
I never want to settle spiritually. I never want to settle for where I am in my walk with Christ. I want to be like the Apostle Paul, who said, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are before, I press on to the mark for the prize of the upward calling in Jesus Christ. That's Philippians chapter 3. It's so very important that you have a vision, a goal for your life that is given to you by God, that you pray that God will give you a focus and a vision for Him, to put Him first in your life, and then pray fervently. Dream big dreams and pray bold prayers, because God is able, more than able, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. I want to encourage you to praise God like Paul praised Him, even in prison, with this great doxology of praise. Praise God and give Him thanks for all that He has done and is doing and will do in your life. I want to really encourage you to join me at jackgraham.org for more information, more resources as to how you can experience a vision of Christ in your life and go for it spiritually. If you want to move forward in your life, if you want your faith fired up and fueled for the future, then get into the Word of God. We want to help you do that. So again, go to jackgraham.org. There are resources there available to you, absolutely free. We want to make them available to you. Also, when you go to jackgraham.org, you can find a place to donate to this ministry. And that is so very important so that we can continue to be on this station and beyond to preach the gospel to our nation and to the world. Please pray for us. Pray for me as I deliver the Word of God, that I will continue to be faithful to God's truth and deliver the message in such a way that lives are changed by the power of Jesus Christ.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's Book of Meditations, A Hope and a Future, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about the incomparable power Jesus gives you. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.